It is concerning. You know, durability, availability are key ties to our roster. And so we basically look ahead in terms of what he's doing now, which is getting himself the treatment that he needs, and he's working hard at it. And that's all that he can control right now. And, you know, we get him back when we get him back, probably at this point, training camp. So, you know, we're going to do the best job we can, and I know he is as well, and just take it one day at a time.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The Bills opening up OTAs yesterday. McDermott meeting with the media. Sal Capaccio was on hand. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning again. Yesterday was pretty nice all the way through. And I believe today we're headed for a little bit of rain, but not until a little bit later on. So
here we go again.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Are you like me? I bring up the weather app a lot to look at what's it like a week from now, so I can feel better about myself if it's going on like this now?
I will do that only if the weather and the short term is not great.
Right.
Like if I know it's going to rain today and tomorrow, then yes, then I will, like, let me scroll down a little bit and go, oh, next week it's going to be, oh, look at that, 67 and sunny, 71 and
sunny. Have you done that recently?
I've just did that right now, but not before that, no. Mm-hmm. I hadn't.
It's looking good.
You had looked?
I have. I mean, yeah. So we, should I show, look at,
just give me those sun emojis.
Should I show the bullpen, my phone there? There you go, bullpen. Nick, you can see it. I don't know if you can see it.
Woo.
Look at that.
We got warm.
See, that's the advantage of watching on YouTube. You get to look at Sal's cell phone with the weather app and the bullpen. Now, I will tell you, my buddy Patrick Hammer says, don't use that app. That's the Weather Channel.
I was going to say.
I know. So sorry, Pat. But it's just my default. I go there all the time. Sorry, buddy. But
yes.
I should use. I want to be equal opportunity for all the different friends I have in the business. So I just go there instead of saying I chose 247 or Spectrum or whatever.
Yeah. So Joey Bosa. So McDermott updating everybody on Bosa there. A little bit of newsy update from McDermott that Bosa injured his calf last week, and he's not there at OTAs, which, man, Salik, there already is a question and a concern about his availability problems that he had with the Chargers. I mean, it is the reason he only gets a one-year contract in free agency. And they're not even on the field for things yet, and there's already something that's popped up.
Yeah.
Now, McDermott said, how did he phrase it? It was for the foreseeable spring that he'll be out?
So basically, yeah. However he phrased it, what he said was the rest of this offseason program. Foreseeable spring, offseason program. So, and part of the reason is because he did say it happened recently, so they are still in an exploratory mode, which gets you a little bit more, oh my gosh. Like, what else could it be? But Joe, you know Sean McDermott well enough by now.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't kind of put a bit of a definitive timeline on it unless he's really confident about that.
But he
doesn't do that.
He also did give a little bit of a sign, I guess by the exploratory part of it, and he mentions training camp, that there's at least a chance, isn't there, that he's out until, what, the start of training camp?
And I think that's what
it's not a short term.
You mean thing. Into training camp? Because
it being even a question. Maybe I wonder if he's on the field, and it's something that they're managing already.
Oh, 100%. I think that's open for sure. The way he made it sound yesterday, what I took of it was, he's not there this week. He's not on the field this week, next week, or mandatory minicamp. Once we hit training camp, he should be on the field. But I agree with you that doesn't have to be true. Like, you could get to training camp and they say, hey, we're holding back on him as he gets treatment or something.
Or he's on the field one day and he's not on the field the next day because they're already they gotta be careful with the guy. If it's already popping up as a problem, you know, you were looking this up in the break. He's missed like half the games that he's been eligible for in the last couple of seasons with the Chargers.
He's played 28 of a possible 51 games.
Okay, so that's a little over 50% that he's played.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not great. How do you feel like, because here's one injury that's already popped up for Bosa. How do you feel like the Bills are at the position without him? They have him. He's not out for the year or anything, but if the season begins and it becomes evident that, you know, it almost maybe looks like Curtis Samuel's season last year, where He pops in and he has these games where he makes an impact, and Samuel finished strong last year, right? Like, he played well in the playoffs, so he eventually gets there. But a lot of the year, it was, yeah, you can't really, he's on the injury report, he's not playing in this game, and you couldn't necessarily count on him down-to-down, game-to-game, quarter-to-quarter. If that becomes Bosa's season, how do you feel like they are at that position to withstand that?
This is a two-part question. It's a different question for the season versus the first 6 weeks, because they don't have Michael Hoyt.
Right.
And Larry Ogunjobi, even though he's a defensive tackle. But, Joe, I mean, they signed every one of their defensive line free agent signings is out right now in some capacity. Two guys are out for the first 6 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy is out now, and we don't know what his status is come training camp. That's not good. If you're talking right now, I mean, they're okay. I don't know. They're what they have been, which is, can you get to the quarterback and cause some disruption? And that's going to be a big question mark. If you're talking for the first 6 weeks of the year, I guess the same thing, but I don't know what Joey Bosa's status is.
That's right. And if Bosa is unavailable to them, or they have to really manage it in the first 6 weeks, I guess really what they would be in the first 6 weeks until Michael Hoyt comes back would be the same as last year with Landon Jackson.
And without Von Miller.
And without Von Miller, who we've pointed out, like, a lot of the pressure numbers last year, he was the Bills' most efficient pass rusher. And he's not there. He's still available, by the way. Not to say that they would bring him back.
Right. Right.
But he is still out there.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not good for Bosa, because he is, how much weight is on his shoulders for this? I mean, the additions on the defensive line were more in volume. You know, they added a ton. They drafted a lot of it. They signed a lot of it. Bosa's name, though, is at the top of the list. He is the Pro Bowler. He is the high draft pick. He is the name power that the Bills brought in. He got a sizable contract, even, from the Bills.
Over $12 million, $12 million guaranteed.
Right. So maybe, like, in comparison to his position and his peers, you know, it's kind of a prove-it deal. You know, the top edge rushers will get triple that, the top guys in the league. But it's not nothing, and a lot of that money was guaranteed. So his name being at the top of the list and having this injury problem that already is popping up, I mean, I guess I would just say it this way. I'm not as worried about the beginning of the season, because a lot of my thinking about the Bills is, how are you going to do in January?
Sure. And I think that's fair. And listen, this is a player where...
And we're so far away from January.
What were the comments yesterday after this happened? Obviously, there was the, oh my God, he's always injured.
Right.
And there were quite a few people who, I understand the sentiment, said, who cares, put him in bubble wrap till January.
Right.
Right? Like, does this really matter if this guy doesn't play that much until then? Yes, I think it does matter a little bit, but the point you're making is right, which is you kind of signed him to be available in January, and you know that he's had an injury history. Manage as much as you can. So does this change much of that thinking? I don't know if it does. The only way it really would change it, honestly, is if he does have some sort of issue at training camp and it does bleed into the season. Otherwise, okay, well, he's a veteran and we're going to load manage him anyway.
803-0550 is the phone number.
You brought up Von Miller.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, before I forget, there is another guy out there the Bills had last year that's still unsigned, and because it made me think of it.
Who else is out there that's unsigned? I don't know.
There's several, but Dwan Smoot.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So
I forget he was on the team.
No, because I'm looking at last year's group, and I'm like, you know, If you needed to get a guy who knows your system and come in, you just mentioned how Von Miller's still a free agent and all that. I'm thinking, okay, there are other guys. I mean, heck, it's the yearly, are they going to sign Shaq Lawson? That didn't happen last year, but you know, you have those kinds of things. But Dwan Smoot's still out there. There are guys who, if they get into a pinch, they could turn to help. It's not necessarily the numbers of a Joey Bosa pass rusher. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to start thinking like that at some point, maybe.
803-0550 is the phone number on Bosa's injury. We'll get back to James Cook coming up in the 7 o'clock hour on what your gut feeling is for what will happen. And we'll start to get into what he should, what we think he should be worth. He wants $15 million. The Bills have their own price point that we don't know at this point, but it's not $15 million. What really should Cook get in a new contract? We'll get to that as well. A lot to get to. There's some really cool NBA rule proposals that I want to get to that our buddy Nick Wright had yesterday that I actually think are awesome rule proposals the NBA should absolutely adopt. Because if you're watching these playoffs, there's a couple of frustrating end-of-game rule stuff that you could very easily see changed. Stay tuned. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio here on WGR.